Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, if you would turn with me this morning in the Bible, if you didn't bring your Bible with you, you might smile at your neighbor that has one. Slide over where you can read off of theirs. And go to the book of Hebrews, please. Book of Hebrews. In praying about what we should teach and minister on these days, I've got something in my heart that I'm sure you'll be very excited about. And you want to keep an open mind, open heart, right? Don't jump to conclusions when you hear the subject title. Because there are certain mindsets that people have and they think, well, that means this. No, just stay open, see what it means. And the most important thing is to hear from the Lord for yourself. Through the Word. Don't take my word for it. Don't just swallow what I say. What does the Lord say? And you know how many know that he can say things to you that I didn't say? Or that your pastors didn't say, right? I mean, in between the lines or about what was being said. He's really our teacher, right? And he's teaching me. And there's a lot of times I'm getting things while I'm preaching. I have had to stop and write some of it down. I said, excuse me just a minute. I've had people come up after the service and, oh, Brother Keith, oh, man, that was good. And they start telling me what it was. And I said, say that again? What? What was it? Because I didn't say that. That's what they were getting, you know. The Holy Ghost was saying that. So how many identify and say the Holy Ghost is my teacher? Yeah, he's my teacher. And, you know, he keeps teaching you after the service is over. Right? Yeah. I mean, you can be sitting at lunch after the service today or at your house this afternoon and something come up about what you heard in the service and you see a whole other realm of things. Thank God that's the way the Word is. It's living. It's alive. Something that's alive, you don't see all there is about it. You keep seeing different sides of it and then you look at it tomorrow and something else has grown out of it because it's alive. Living. Well, let's look at some living Word. In the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews, we're going to begin in the 12th chapter in the very first verse. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. He says, wherefore, well, when you see a wherefore, you need to know why it's there for. What it's there for. This wasn't written in chapter and verse, you know. It's just written a letter. And Hebrews 11 comes before 12. And what's in 11? All the different descriptions of individuals and their exploits of faith and how they pleased God through faith. And having said all of that, he said, you know, having seen all this about faith, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. All these people that are mentioned here, Abraham, Sarah, and Noah, and Enoch, and Abel, and Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and all of those. How many know they are not dead? Their bodies are dead, but they're in heaven, right? Just as alive as us and experiencing more fullness of life. And your loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord, they're not dead, their bodies sleep. But there is no such thing as soul sleep. You are a spirit. And did you know you never sleep inside? Even though your body's laying there asleep, your spirit doesn't sleep, doesn't need to. There's been many a time I've awakened in the nighttime and realized my spirit, me, the real me, is fellowshipping with God while my body's sleeping. Amen. Amen. And even though your body's dead, that doesn't mean your spirit's asleep. Your body dies. What happens when your body dies? Your spirit comes out of your body like a hand comes out of a glove, a perfectly tailored glove. You step out of your body and you go, wow, that's over. Somebody said, will we recognize each other in heaven? Well, do you recognize each other now? You're not going to change into somebody else. You're not going to change into an angel. That'd be a demotion. That's right. You know, the New Testament says, we shall judge angels. Did you know that? No. Now, you'll look better. You'll look better. And you'll feel better. Whoa, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, we so much of what we experience, everything in this world, is tainted and affected by the curse and by sin. And we're used to it because that's all we've ever been in. Oh, but soon we're going to get out of this and we're going to experience what real purity is and what real life is. Oh, glory to God. There won't be any bit of tired. There won't be any little remainder of not feeling quite 100% or up to par or much less pain. Pain won't exist. There'll be no more hospitals, no more cemeteries, no more institutions.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
How many read in the back of the book, in the book of Revelation?
Amen.
No more pain, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more dying.
Amen.
Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
And that's soon. That's not far off.
Amen.
And here's a great thought. For those of us who are born again, names in the Lamb's Book of Life, for us, this is as bad as it gets.
Amen.
Right now, this is as rough and as bad. And if you're living in Christ as a victorious one, I mean, I'm doing all right. How about you? I mean, I'm... Yeah, there's some stuff here and there that ain't fun, but you know... For the most part, I'm having a big time.
Glory.
I'm living victoriously.
Glory.
I'm an overcomer.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And this is as rough and as bad as it's going to get.
Amen.
After this, it's just joy unspeakable and full of glory. I mean, that's... Whoo! Hey, you know, you wish everybody knew this, don't you? You know, wish everybody would get saved and come on in. Quit messing around.
Amen.
So help everybody you can to get on in. Because this thing's winding up.
Yeah.
It is. So he said, seeing we are compassed with such a great cloud of people who've lived by faith and operated by faith, and they're obviously aware, at least in part, of some of our activities in the earth. I don't think they're aware of all the natural things. You know, they... probably don't know and don't care if you got a new suit or a new car. But spiritual things, spiritual progress, obviously they're aware of, because else why mention that these great cloud of witnesses, witnessing what? They've witnessed to God and they're witnessing us. They're witnessing us run our race. And they're cheering us on from the grandstands in heaven. They're telling us, go get it, boy. It ain't got long. Stay with it.
Amen.
Yeah, don't quit now. Believe God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God came through for us. He'll do it for you. Stay with it.
Amen.
Seeing we got this kind of support in heaven, he said, run your race. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you. Let us run with patience. Perseverance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. The author and the finisher. He started you in this thing. He'll finish you up in this thing, right? I like saying it just pretty often. I'm going to make it. What do you mean by that? I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it all the way. I'm going to run my race. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to hit the finish line. I'm going to stick my chest out and hit the ribbon. Yeah, and either leave this world when He comes to take us out, or leave my body when I finish my life, and I'm going to stand before the Lord and hear, well done.
Amen.
Well done. I said, well, wow, how do you say that? Well, for one thing, we should say it by faith.
Amen.
We should give Him something to work with. And the other thing is, my confidence is not just in me. My confidence is not, you know, in how strong I am or how smart I am or how much faith I have that means I'm going to make it. No, I have faith in Him, in His love for me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's why I'm going to make it.
Yes.
I have faith in His care for me that if I fall, He'll pick me up.
Yes.
And I'll still make it.
Yes.
Right? If I get off, He'll correct me and He'll help me. He'll teach me. If I don't get it the first time, He'll tell me again.
Amen.
If I don't get it the 10th time, He'll send 3 people by and say, hey,
amen.
Keith.
Hallelujah.
Right? And if I'm not hearing it, He'll crank up the volume and He'll do whatever it takes to help me and get me through.
Amen.
And because of that, I'm going to make it.
Amen.
Come on, you say it out loud. I'm going to make it.
I'm
going to make it. And the reason I say that so positively is because my faith is in Him. In Him loving me, in Him helping me. And that's why I'm going to make it.
Amen.
Now He says, the author, the finisher of our faith, He said, who, for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. That's how you can endure rough things today, is by seeing what's ahead on the other side. And He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Everybody say, don't quit. Don't give up. He said, you've not yet resisted to blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten, or some translations put it in a question, have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to children? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of Him. Now let's just stop right here. He told us, don't do something. What did He say don't do? Don't despise the chastening of the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me